Welcome, everybody, to Acts of Kindness, Connecting Through Caring. My name is Deborah Lee Fader. I am your host and so happy to be here with you to talk about a very difficult topic. This topic is how to get rid of that nagging grudge with reconciliation and a rebirth on the other side of that grudge. Here is why we need to discuss this. We all need to learn to forgive. Without forgiveness, we cannot love, and there is no hope, and there is no kindness. So forgiving is not a one-way street. So here's our topic today, and it's a difficult one to task yourself with and to complete properly. It is all about getting rid of that nagging grudge and coming up with a total reconciliation to your problems. Here is why this topic is so important. It is that forgiveness, which is going to be the end product of what you are doing when you tackle the grudge. Forgiveness, you must do as a two-way street rather than a one-way street in order to release love, hope, and kindness into your life and into the life of whomever you're having a conflict with. If you can forgive these things, you'll be so much better off because you are dealing with the golden rule when you totally forgive somebody. And you may be saying, well, what is the golden rule? The golden rule is to love another as you love yourself. And I'm going to put this up here for you too, because this is the ninth commandment within our reasoning of how to take care of each other. We must learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. So that is why a total living and let live and letting go and letting God handle all of your comings and goings will make your life better. So here's one more thing to remember. We've talked about forgiving is not a one-way street. It is a two-way street. You have to have straight line communication with the other person that you're dealing with in order to really get across your points, and you have to listen well to their points and then come up with your resolution. And the way you do this is to be accountable for the wrong that you've done and have your friend also be accountable for the wrong that they've done. And that is such of a difficult step to take, but you can do it. And once you've accomplished that, the forgiving part is much easier than you think, but there is also the part that we haven't discussed. It's called forgetting. Forgetting is the most difficult part of this process, but keep in mind that when you can't forget, you are signaling, Forgiveness, the forgiveness that you can bring is so much easier than actually implementing the forgetting action of your endeavor to be whole again. And when you can't forget, it may be signaling to you that you need boundaries in order to deal with that future situation or the person that you feel you harmed and you feel that has harmed you. So, for instance, let's say you lost your job. Well, you're not going to be running around backstabbing the people that may have fired you or backstabbing the place that you work, because you are going to just be shooting yourself in the foot. You have to form those boundaries and go into the office, your new job, remembering what happened, and then also giving yourself the room to grow, to pass through that forgiveness that you have had to try to deal with, and just let go, live, let God handle it for you. And there's a book that I want to tell you about when you're trying to let go and let God. It's called Resting in the Vine. Resting in the Vine. And that will help you, because if you rest in the vine of spirituality, and in my case, it is Jesus Christ. If I'm resting in the vine of Jesus, I'm able to let go, let the vine carry me. And then also you can try it for yourself, and you will find that your responsibilities are fading away with the natural order of learning to forgive, and you'll be able to forget and let God help you. Here's one more thing. When you continue to put in boundaries for everything that you do in your forgiveness pattern, you can cause yourself great harm because you're not allowing yourself to grow or let other parties grow. And so when we've set these conditions, we are having to be receptive to these conditions, and that's on both sides. Something that I wanted to think about also, or talk about also, break. Something that I want to talk about also is that you can put this together in your mind when it comes to wars, because wars all have the conditions attached to them. And what happens is when we have broken a condition, we go back into a war. So it's too bad. We have to have conditions as peacemakers. We'll leave that up to the diplomats, but we can't break the conditions. We can't break those borders that we have put up for ourselves, all of the boundaries. And in war between countries, there will be borders and boundaries. So we must try to adhere to what we had originally worked on as a deal for forgiveness. And this happens with people too. So I just want you to know that you should let go and let God try to handle things for you. And it does help to lessen that responsibility of helping you to learn to rest and think through your accountability with that person, or through that project, or through your coworkers or workload. So think about all of that and then rest in that vine. I have a little story or an analogy that I'd like to bring up for you. You know, let's say we're out on the beach and we stumble and we fall and we cut open our skin on our knee. That's going to be quite painful. And what we have to do is quick go and get some help, or get some water and soapy water and maybe a sponge, and try to rinse out that sand and clear up that wound before we can bandage it. And while you're clearing and working with that sponge, it's going to be very painful. And I want you to think of your soul and your spirit the same way, that when you've done a wrong to someone else, or someone has done one to you, that you need to clean out that wound. And so you start scrubbing, just like you have a sponge, and you're scrubbing through the emotions and getting right to the deep part of that cut, so that you can have a clean space to heal. And you might have to put a bandage over it in order for it to heal, but that's going to take time. You can't just put a bandage on your wound and expect that you're going to be healed immediately. No, you have to go through the process, and it's uncomfortable. It might feel sticky, itchy, hurt for quite a few days. And you just have to wait until you can finally allow that wound to have healed. And we need to think of our souls as a surface that needs to be healed. So it's not going to be pleasant as you're going through that part of taking the sponge and rubbing it onto the wound. It will hurt, and you will have to face things that maybe you may not want to, but those things will only make you stronger, and they are going to make you heal. So it's worth going through the ordeal to learn to heal and realize that someone else is going through the same thing you are once you've offered your need to be forgiven, and they also will have to offer you a need to be forgiven on their side, and it takes time. So you've got to let that happen, and then eventually one day everything will be healed, and you'll be so surprised, and you'll be happy that you were able to learn something from the process. And you'll be a little more clear in your soul and your emotions, and so will that other person. And then eventually you'll be able to come back together, maybe with boundaries, maybe not, and resume a relationship with them. So these things are very important to learn in life. No more grudges. Grudges will only eat you up. It's just not worth it. You have to try very, very hard to clear out that wound and let it heal. So here are some other thoughts as we move on through the podcast. Here are the key takeaways. Forgiving is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. You cannot have conditions on your forgiveness unless you need boundaries. And if you do, you have these boundaries. You must be able to work within the boundaries and not to break the contract of the boundary. Or if you're able to just have complete, unconditional forgiveness, it will be the best thing for you in the long run. And then you'll be able to pick up the pieces and work with that other person again. So let's think about trying to avoid the boundaries, but if they're necessary, we must live by the boundaries. Keep in mind that we are all just doing the best we can. Humans are fallible, and we must realize that when we are forgiving another and they are forgiving us, that there may be boundaries, but hopefully we can have an unconditional forgiveness. Remember that it takes time to get there. Allow yourself the time you need. And in any situation, the best thing is always to remember again that we are all doing the best we can. You must come to terms with yourself and deal with your issues before asking the same of another person. It will hurt. We know it's going to hurt. We have to clean out that wound. And as we're cleaning it out and gathering our clarity, we come to some aha moments. And just keep in mind, it's going to hurt until it doesn't. And that's how you know that you've grown and that the person you were having your conflict with has also grown, when you're both able to forgive and hopefully forget. And here's how you can reach me. Once again, I'm the Queen of Kindness, and you can find me at queenofkindness.org, or you can email me. That will be on the website, or give me a call. I'll be glad to walk you through your patterns of learning to forgive. And I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again. God bless. Have a marvelous day.